This is hard to believe, but I haven't been around for the first Friday art crawl in Grand Rapids since September, one calendar conflict after another. So I was really happy to be part of the fun Friday, February 6th. I started at Brute Awakenings, where there's a great display of hand-carved and painted fish decoys. I'm sure that as decoys, they're perfectly functional, but I thought of it all right away as artwork, pieces you'd install on a wall and just watch to see if they moved. The artists are Jeff and Glenda Best, and they know what they're doing. I moved on to Old Central School, to the artists in residence room up in the Belfry. There, local artist and teacher Stacy Taylor has literally moved in. It looks like she's been there for years. Stacy's a multidiscipline artist doing fabric art, jewelry, papermaking, calligraphy, painting, photography. I don't know if there's anything she hasn't tried. And I guess that's often true of artists who teach. On the other side of the space, the experimental theater troupe, the Uncommon Loons, have set up shop. You've heard me talk about the Loons often, especially their Shakespeare in the Park productions, but other work too. I'm a big fan. They're currently exploring a new approach to Mississippi Melody, Showboat. For 60 years, Showboat in Grand Rapids has presented the traditional showboaty variety show, song and dance, skits, jokes, on an outdoor stage in front of a facsimile paddle wheel style boat. That's where the Loons are starting their remake from, which guarantees that Showboat will be a very different animal down the road. The evidence of this process is tacked and taped to the residency walls, storyboarding ideas, to-do lists, meeting notes, messages to one another, and so on. I caught the Loons rehearsing, "Ah, We're Bears," which they were staging that night. I couldn't stay for it, but I heard from trusted sources that it was very funny. Funny is what the Loons do. Across the street at McCrosty Arts Center, in the McCrosty Gallery, it's Family Ties. In the Minnesota Gallery, the Ophelia Project. Family Ties is a large, diverse, accomplished exhibit organized around family groupings, couples, parents and kids, siblings, aunts and uncles and nieces and nephews, more than half of them related to Grand Rapids artists Wynn Latimer and Lori Worthing. The Ophelia Project by Minneapolis artist Susan Hensel is an interactive mixed media show focused on women's roles and issues in a culture still pretty much dominated by men. There were a lot of people milling around in McCrosty at the opening, so I'm going to have to get back there in a quieter time to really experience the Ophelia Project. If the name Susan Hensel sounds familiar, it might be because you've heard her poetry on the beat. Susan and I have only had an email relationship for the last 2 years, so it was wonderful to meet her. Turns out she grew up not too far from Dodger in New York State. There were other parallels, too. This world does continue to shrink, doesn't it?